friends on that side of the border. In my city.
All right, so we're here on Wednesday Word of Mouth, CKLN 88.1 FM from Ryerson University in downtown Toronto. We are talking about the Toronto elections. We're back to that issue. And we have a surprise guest on this program tonight. We just mentioned him before we moved on to the other topic. Mr. Joe Pantalone is on the air with us right now. Hello, Joe.
Hi. Nice to be on CKLNN, one of the Toronto's best universities, Ryerson.
Thanks a lot, Joe. Really appreciate you being with us in this late stage of the election. Yeah. Joe, my first question for you is this. You know, so few people vote during municipal elections. And can you tell us why the position of mayor is so important to a city and why people should get out to the polls and vote this election?
Well, being mayor of Toronto is extremely important. And people should check my my program, by the way, at the mayorjoe.ca. That's my website. And should check my opponent's website as well. They should inform themselves because it's very important. Now, the City of Toronto, as an order of government, is the sixth largest in the country, and we provide directly or indirectly services which affect just about every aspect of our life in this urban city. For example, policing, fire, ambulance, all the roads in Toronto except the 400 series highways, transit, the water and sewage, all the parks, forest and recreation, you know, swimming pools, etc., libraries. Planning, we provide grants for arts and culture. We provide grants for people, senior citizens group, youth groups. And we also run and provide money for social assistance, public housing, childcare. You know, you can honestly say that, and then there's Toronto Hydro as well, that if without the municipal services provided by the City of Toronto, you could not be living the life that we lead in Toronto. So therefore, whether you get those services or not, whether they get expanded or they get cut, in effect, is determined by Toronto City Council, which is the elections are on next Monday. And the mayor, of course, is even more important than a regular councillor because he's the one who gets elected by the 2.6 million residents of Toronto, and he's able to swing the council generally one way or the other, depending who the mayor is. For example, I believe that we got to invest more in our city, which means that, yes, it costs some money, but the payoff is huge. Like transit, for example, everywhere, like increasing funding for the arts, like things like providing seniors some support, the way they can stay in their home longer, priority neighborhoods, the way youth at risk gets opportunities in our society, or even things like taking parts of Yonge Street and taking it into a pedestrian mall, copying what Ryerson University has done on Gould Street. Those are the kind of things that Mayor of Toronto can affect, and that's why I, Joe Pantalone, am very much pleased to be running for that position.
Joe, the biggest problem I think facing everyone in Toronto, at least a common problem, is transit. And we in the show predicted before the election race, way beforehand, that this was going to be the biggest issue of the election. What, and I'm sure you've already shared this time and time again, but for our listeners, what is your vision for transit in the City of Toronto?
My vision for, well, first of all, transportation, I agree with you and your listeners that it is the biggest problem we have. It affects our productivity as an economy because if you're stuck in the car, you're not working. It affects our environment. If you're stuck in the car, you're polluting. And it affects our quality of life. If you're stuck in the car, you're not where you want to be with your friends, relatives, and so forth. So that's a very serious problem. Now, I'm glad to report that one of the present administration's successes has been what we call Transit City. Transit City basically is mostly European-style high-speed trains, which are 120 kilometers of them in the next 10 years, which is going to crisscross what we know as Toronto and relieve the transportation woes that we have and be environmentally friendly. So this plan, for example, includes the extension of the Spadina subway to York University and beyond, to NIWA 7, which is happening. Also involves building a link between Union Station and the airport, Pearson Airport. But there, the some argument was it should be electric or diesel. I support electrical because diesel pollutes. And then there's high lines along Finch, along Eglinton, along Shepherd, and in Scarborough. And it truly, this will catch us up, if you will, to where we should have been, because not much construction has happened historically, and that simply is wrong.
Joe, a big problem, another one that faced the city and has been facing it for a while, is government funding. How can you deal with that as mayor? How can you get the funding, for instance, that Toronto Transit needs?
Well, that's an excellent question, because people don't realize that of all the revenues that governments get, we get it from taxes. And guess what? The city of Toronto gets only 8% of all the taxes paid in Toronto, 8%. 92% go to the federal and provincial government. And what has been happening is the federal and provincial government have not been investing enough of that money back to Toronto. So we have a federal government, for example, that does not have a national transit strategy. Every other country of importance in the world have a national transit strategy. They invest in their biggest city. The federal government does not invest in transit in Toronto. Also, the provincial government is to provide half the cost of running the TTC. And this year, they're providing 0%. And that is wrong, because, first of all, we are one country, and we're the provincial capital of Ontario, so they need to invest in their cities. But also because whenever people use transit, the TTC, 1.5 million rides a day, what happens, mostly they use it to go to work. And when they go to work, they pay taxes, and income taxes, and guess who they pay those income taxes to? Not to the city, but the province and the Fed. So part of the job of the mayor of the city of Toronto is not only make sure that our own expenditures are used to the maximum for the benefit of Torontonians, but also to advocate and push the federal provincial government to invest back in this community some of the money they collect from us. I've been deputy mayor for the last 7 years, and I'm pleased to say that with Mayor Miller and the Federation of Canadian Municipalities, we succeeded in the last 5 years in getting them to give us 5 cents out of the gas tax towards transportation in Toronto or every other city in the world. But still, like I said, we only get 8% of all taxes. And that's why it's been so difficult to build. But finally, we have a plan, like I mentioned, the Transit City, which is $11 billion has been found for it from the provincial government overwhelmingly. And that is a good progress. But we can't stop there because the population continues to grow. So our transit has to grow too, as well as our bike lanes and walking spaces like the Gould Street Pedestrian Mall, etc.
So 8% is a real problem. We have a problem with too many taxes. I mean, obviously, that is just somewhat. That is absurd that we only get 8% back into
right.
Toronto. Another question for you is you being criticized for being too close to Mayor Miller. He's been, people have felt that he's been free with taxing average people, and one of the biggest problems, I mean, not the biggest problems, but these types of issues of taxing. Now, how would you deal with taxes, for instance? Like, would you be increasing taxes? Would you be decreasing some taxes across the board? How would you be dealing with that?
Well, my financial plan, which is on my website, mayorjoe.ca, is very comprehensive. I start with the idea that we got to invest in our communities. Investment costs you some money, but huge payoffs. But I also, therefore, my tax plan includes some tax breaks. For example, for senior citizens who live in their own homes, whose income is as a household is less than $50,000, I want to freeze their taxes for the next 4 years. Also, I've said that the car tax, the $60 that people pay whenever they renew their plate in Toronto, that I want to get rid of it because it's a regressive tax. You know, if you're a student, you pay $60. If you're a multimillionaire, you pay $60. So it's not fair. Secondly, people are really upset with it, and I think we need to reconnect City Hall, whatever. Overall, however, in order to make sure that none of our services get cut for all Torontonians, and we need more services these days because the recession is with us, So a lot of people are either unemployed or underemployed, and they're more likely to use our recreational services, our libraries, etc. And so therefore, in order to achieve that, I said that for 2011, I want the tax increase to be only 1.65%. 1.65%, which means it's less than inflation, which will allow us then to keep all the services we provide, you know, pretty well, and so that, because those services serve Torontonians. Mayor Miller, I think, has done a lot of good stuff, like Transit City. It has been a success. We didn't have a plan in the last 15 years. Finally, we have a plan, which is mostly funded. Also, the environmental initiatives, which Mayor Miller has led, and I, you know, was his right-hand person. I was past chair of the city's roundtable on the environment, has led the mayor of Los Angeles to say that Toronto is the greenest city in the world in terms of programs, successful programs, etc. So even though finances are a problem, you know, I got my own personal finance, I'm sure you do, families do, businesses do,
absolutely,
as well.
Absolutely.
You know, but on the other hand, they buy you the services which we need to work in civilization. And in just the reality is, I know the myth is otherwise, but the reality is that Toronto has the lowest residential taxes in the GTA, the lowest. Also, the reality is that Toronto does not have a deficit. Of the six largest governments in the country, you know, Canada, Ontario, Quebec, British Columbia, and Alberta, we are the only one without a deficit. We have some debt, but again, out of the same six governments, only Alberta has a lower debt per person than we do, but they have oil, as you know. But you know, New York, interesting enough, has three times per person the debt that we have. And also, so therefore, given all those, we're not as badly off as we think we are, especially given the fact that there is a world recession. But what's happening is that I'm suggesting that, you know, with that 1.65% tax increase, we provide the same services and improve on them as we achieve more productivity. My two major opponents, Smitherman and Ford, all of them want to slash and burn services. For example, Mr. Smitherman wants to get rid of $800 million from the city budget. $800 million. That's going to have huge negative effects in terms of the service provided in environmental initiatives, arts and culture, planning, libraries, etc., and parks. Mr. Ford is even more extreme than that. He wants to cut $1.7 billion. And that will truly devastate, because obviously it's you know, more than double what Mr. Smitherman wants to cut. That's why I often call, you know, jokingly, but also seriously, that Rob Ford is Rob Ford, and George Smitherman is a mini Rob Ford. There's not much difference between them. We have three candidates, two visions. Mine is a city building vision. We think we should invest to get a better city. And the other two have a city diminishing and demolishing vision, which I think it's a terrible mistake.
Mr. Joe Pantalone, I want to thank you for joining us on the program, and we wish you well in your bid for mayor.
Well, thank you very much. It's been a pleasure talking to you and the CKLN listeners, and keep up the good work, because Ryerson is getting better and better as a university, I notice, and when you get better, all of Toronto gets better. So as deputy mayor, I want to say thank you to all of you. And those of you considering voting, you could support the Joe Pantalone for mayor. Check out my website, mayorjoe.ca, and a good evening to you all. Thank you.
Thank you, Mr. Joe Pantalone. He is the candidate for mayor. He has served under five mayors: Art Eggleton, June Rollins, Barbara Hall, Mel Lastman, and David Miller. And obviously the most experienced municipal mayoral candidate in Toronto.